This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Imagine a bird with a wingspan of 20 feet and feathers the length of samurai swords. Give it a razor-sharp beak, extremely powerful legs, and giant talons that kill live prey. The creature you're now envisioning is known to scientists as Argentavis magnificus. It lived in Argentina 6 million years ago. For decades, ornithologists disagreed about whether Argentavis was the largest bird that ever flew or a bird that used its wings to help it run faster. That debate now seems settled with a new paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Here's NPR's John Nielsen.
Europeans once believed that giant bird-like creatures known as griffins killed people on sight. Arabs tell stories of birds so big that they could pick up elephants and carry them back to their nests. And some Native Americans thought massive creatures called thunderbirds shot lightning bolts out of their talons. Sankar Chatterjee, a paleontologist at Texas Tech University, says all of these stories come to mind whenever he touches the fossilized remains of Argentavis magnificus.
Big bird, frightening, darkening the sky, and it's a stuff of nightmares. You know, it's almost like, you know, we like to think about dragon. So this is one of the, you know, tangible dragon.
The fossilized skull and bones of Chatterjee's real-life dragon were discovered in an Argentine museum back in 1980. No signs of fire breathing were discovered at the time, Chatterjee jokes. But on the other hand, it seemed quite clear from the beginning that this bird was a killer. Chatterjee says the proof of that was at the pointy end of the skull.
It has a sort of highly hooked beak, almost like a modern eagle. And so there is no doubt it was a predatory bird.
How this predatory bird pursued the prey it ripped up with that beak has long been far from clear, however. This is true in part because the Argentavis may have weighed 160 pounds. Many ornithologists don't think it's physically possible for a bird that heavy to get off the ground. Adam Summers, an expert on biomechanics at the University of California at Irvine, says that's because the heaviest living flying birds weigh no more than 40 pounds.
This bird weighs four times that and more, right? So could this have been a flyer is a really legitimate question in view of what a big jump it is between its body size and the next nearest steady state powered flyer.
Skeptics think it likely that this bird chased its prey down on foot, flapping its giant wings in ways that may have helped it run much faster. But Chatterjee and a group of colleagues put that theory to the test recently. First, they studied the fossils in ways that made it possible to estimate things like feather lengths, muscle power, and turning radius. And they plug that data into software developed to test the airworthiness of helicopters. What they found was that these birds could soar, well, like giant eagles. Flapping those enormous wings would have been very, very hard, says Chatterjee. But when the birds stepped off a cliff into a rising column of warm wind called a thermal, they would have been on their way.
Circle and circle, maybe it will raise up to 2 miles high without any flapping the wings.
Like present-day condors, these big eagles moved around by gliding back and forth between the thermals, covering up to 200 miles in a single day. All the while, presumably, they'd have been looking down for animals worth eating. It's hard to imagine the scene that would have followed when the prey was found. Summers of UC Irvine says it helps to start by picturing a basic 4-foot by 8-foot sheet of plywood.
This bird coming out of the sky was like 3 pieces of plywood laid long end to long end, swooping down on you. 3 sheets of plywood whipping through the air at, realistically, highway speeds as it was landing.
Chatterjee's calculations say the monster eagles were capable of diving at up to 150 miles per hour. Summers says the roar of the wind ripping through the 5-foot flight feathers on the bird's wings would probably have echoed for miles. He also suspects that when the diving eagle failed to hit its prey, it ran it down while flapping those gigantic wings. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.